The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. So, let's just start off with a song, shall we?
Donald Trump. With some manhole, his skyscrapers with his name and gold. Reality shows, and everybody knows he's got
billions and billions and billions.
Wheeling, dealing, living up in New York City. A little suit on and a top too long. Supermodel wife, she's so pretty. Donald Trump, so tan. He's fighting for the working man. Donald Trump, so tan. Making people proud to be American. Donald Trump, so tan. Bring America back and make it great again. Donald Trump, so tan. On the escalator with his honey coming down. Liberals, let me hear ya. Democrats, let me hear ya. Never Trumpers, let me hear ya. Cause Uptown Trump gonna give it to ya. President Trump gonna win it for ya. Campaign promises gonna be true. Election night is gonna win that spot. Don't believe him, just watch.
Donald Trump wins the presidency of the United States.
Feels like the end of the world.
Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Is there a doomsday plan?
Okay. Nice. Let's see. What is going on here? So, the story here is that it's a fact check, Trump's latest anti-DeSantis rant. I'm generally unsure whether it's even worth making the effort to subsequently examine former President Trump's multi-post-truth social thread hammering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The latest broadside came in response to a letter Republicans interviewed with Piers Morgan, but just in case factual information still matters to anyone, let's have a look. First off, I agree with Trump that the highly publicized televised sit-down is another strong indication that DeSantis is running for president. As for the rest of the points, here were my short. Initial thoughts on the special report followed screenshots of Trump's blizzard of claims and assertions about DeSantis and Florida. The Guy Benson Show, it's on Twitter, and it says, trading blows, Trump lashes out at DeSantis over Piers Morgan interview. And he reacts here. Let's see what this is. Let's listen a little bit.
Former president put out a statement. He said, now that Ron DeSanctimonious is finally admitting he's in the race by beginning to fight back, and now that his polls have crashed, so he has no other choice, let me explain the facts. He is, for a Republican, an average governor. He got 1.2 million less votes in Florida than me. He fought for massive cuts in Social Security and Medicare. Ron was a big lockdown governor in the China virus. The fact is, Ron is an average governor, but the best by far in the country in one category, public relations, where he easily ranks number one. But it is all a mirage. Just look at the facts and figures. They don't lie, and we don't want Ron as our president. Again, that statement coming from the former president within this show. Guy, unpack all that for me.
That's a lot to unpack, Brad. The facts may not lie, but lying is not beneath Donald Trump. I think that Ron DeSantis is more than capable of dissecting some of those claims about his record and flaying some of them, frankly, because a lot of it's preposterous. One thing that Trump is right about, though, is DeSantis is running, right? He's not giving this interview and starting to actually respond to Trump more specifically out of the blue. It's not part of the book tour. He's running. He's not getting in for probably a couple more months. And I think he recognizes this very bizarre moment right now where you have Donald Trump, who might be the only person in history who seems elated to have a sort of Damocles of an indictment hanging over his head, because the case is so weak, because the case is politicized, because the Republican Party is rallying to Trump right now and his numbers are going up. You've got Trump where he likes to be, right in the spotlight. The press loves that dynamic as well, shades of 2016. And maybe DeSantis is thinking, look, we can't just cede the entire playing field, all the oxygen to Trump right now. So maybe the time has come to start responding to some of this stuff. From what I've seen, he's acquitted himself well in that interview. We'll see how this plays out over the next couple of weeks, though, and months.
So I guess Team DeSantis would very happily, this is the Guy Benson on Twitter responding, I guess Team DeSantis would very happily center a GOP primary fight around his record in Florida. I have to, his record is great, so I don't agree with Trump at all when he says he's at average, governor. I believe he's doing an excellent job in Florida, and so I disagree with what he said there. Okay, so number one, Trump touts receiving more votes than DeSantis in Florida. This is true, but it's a weak argument. Trump carried Florida twice, beating Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden by just over 1% percentage point and just over 3 percentage points, respectively. Presidential election turnouts are always much larger than midterm turnout. That is true. DeSantis first won his first gubernatorial term in a blue year of 2018, yes, with Trump's help, by a little more than 30,000 votes statewide, a margin of less than 0.5%. 4 years later, he won roughly 1.5 million votes, achieving a victory margin 19 full percentage points better than his 2018 mark. Trump wants to make an apples to orange, which is presidential turnout, to midterm turnout comparison to make it seem like his win was more impressive. 3 points versus nearly 20 points. An unheard of number in Florida doesn't tell the story. Trump wants it to tell, so he's pointing to raw vote totals instead. Number two, if raw votes versus victory margin is the deeply misleading game Trump wants to play, however, let's look at Trump's raw vote improvement between 2016 and 2020. Well, right here, I'm going to stop because 2020 is totally thrown out because of definitely the trickery that happened there. So I'm going to disregard this whole entire paragraph. I'm not going to read this because it's a total crap. We all know that it's crap. So I'm not going to read that. I'm just skipping by that completely because it's crap. So let's go to point three. The former president again attacks DeSantis from the left on entitlement reform using cut and pasted Democratic talking points to assail positions and votes DeSantis took while in Congress, tying him to former House Speaker Paul Ryan. For the record, here is how Trump described Ryan upon his retirement announcement in 2018. President Donald Trump on Wednesday praised House Speaker Paul Ryan as a truly good man with a legacy of achievement as news broke that the lawmaker will not seek re-election to Congress. Speaker Paul Ryan is a truly good man, and while he will not be seeking re-election, he will leave a legacy of achievement that nobody can question. The president tweeted, "We are with you, Paul." Number four, point four here. In a rehash of another recent Barb Trump claims that Florida has been doing well for quite a while, long before he says he put Ron there. The voters put DeSantis there, of course, and many more voters moved to Florida under the DeSantis administration, then decided to keep him in office by an overwhelming margin. Trump half-heartedly endorsed DeSantis at the tail end of the last cycle, later saying that he regretted doing so while also hailing Democrat Charlie Crist. Let's state this clearly. He doesn't regret endorsing DeSantis because DeSantis has performed poorly, as so many of Trump's endorsed politicians have. He regrets it because DeSantis have thrived and therefore poses a real challenge to Trump's all-consuming and self-absorbed quest for power and attention. Number five, it's true that the sunshines and ocean have been Florida's selling points for many years, but voters hadn't previously seen fit to flock to the state in record numbers as they have since 2020. Also, despite the climate and seaside appeal, statewide office holders almost never win blowouts in the state, let alone by nearly 20 points, until 2022, that is. Did the sun magically get sunnier and the ocean bluer? Actually, the ocean has been getting a bit bluer under the current governor's policies. It may be the only thing getting bluer in the state. Number six, it is downright embarrassing to pretend that DeSantis was a big lockdown governor who sealed all the beaches, but Trump keeps saying it anyway, with the Democratic National Committee cheering him on. The first claim is preposterous on its face. The second claim is it's false. And you don't have to take my word for it. Take Trump's. Let's see here. So, this is from Twitter. Call it Dean Free. Super of Trump acknowledging that DeSantis led the way in keeping Florida free and open. Here is Trump acknowledging that DeSantis was opening schools before anyone else. Let's listen.
As many schools and school districts are closing across the country, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has not ruled out closing or opening up schools in May, saying that many kids are not vulnerable to this disease. Do you agree with that assessment? And do you believe that schools, would you recommend that schools open up and to those states that have?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in Ron DeSantis, a lot of faith in Ron DeSantis to make the right decision. He's doing a great job as governor. Ron DeSantis, I had read where he's thinking about opening up the schools earlier than the date, the end of the month. I'd have to look at the numbers. But again, you know, I like to allow governors.
Okay. And here's another one here. It says Trump's telling Floridians, you didn't close.
And they went up and they went down. And now you're at your lowest numbers. And you're open and you didn't close. And then you didn't close. And then you didn't close. And then you didn't close. It didn't close. And you're, it's just amazing, right? It's great. So we're joined today by one of the greatest governors in our country, greatest governors in our country, greatest governors in our country, greatest governors in our country. And I know a lot of good ones, and I can tell you there's some really bad ones too, but this is a great one. Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor.
And another video here, Trump telling Pennsylvanians their state should be more like Florida.
Even open yet. What the hell is going on with your state? You know, Florida's open, all this. Florida had a surge, great governor, surge, went down.
So there's the receipts. There are the receipts there. Why? It's almost as if Trump doesn't really believe his own stories about DeSantis' record, as he's openly admitted, and the lockdown lies are pretty rich coming from a guy who deferred to Dr. Anthony Fauci over and over again, joining Fauci in attacking Republican governors who didn't go along with the Trump-Fauci lockdown guidelines. Number 7, there's a reason why so many of Trump's examples of Florida ranking poorly on matters like COVID and crime just so happen to involve the state being the third worst in the country. It's very stupid. It's a very stupid reason, I'm afraid. He either doesn't realize or is counting on his supporters not to realize that Florida has the third most COVID cases, deaths, murders, rapes, because Florida has the third highest population in the country. He's clumsily manipulating raw numbers again. It seems as though he's doing this intentionally, because in another statistic listed in the extended rant, he references death rates, not total deaths. In reality, Florida is middle of the pack in age-adjusted excesses deaths during the pandemic, and was the best-ranked large state in the study. Taking into account COVID-era death rates, economic performance, and in-school instruction, Team DeSantis notes that based on NCHS CDC Wonder data from 2020 to 2022, in underlining case of death, Florida had lower per capita mortality rates involving COVID-19 than New York, and when adjusted for age, it was also lower than California. Trump apparently wants people to believe Andrew Cuomo did a better job than DeSantis did during COVID. How long until Trump brings leftist Rebecca Jones on stage at a rally to repeat her debunked Randy Winterstein endorsed conspiracy theories against DeSantis? I asked the question only quasi. Anyway, number 8, Trump criticizes Florida's education system as among the worst in the nation. U.S. News and World Report ranks Florida as number 3 overall in education in the United States, number 1 in higher education, and number 16 in pre-K through 12. By far the top performing red state, Florida students scored above the national average, often significantly higher in math, reading, and science on the 2022 Nation's Report card. Number 9, how much more do we have here? Just 2 more. Number 9 and 10. Let's get back to number 9. On cost of living, U.S. News and World Report ranks Florida 25th exactly average on cost of living. WalletHub places Florida at number 6 in terms of lowest combined state and local tax burden in the country. Trump translates this into dead last in affordability. And number 10, for someone who talks a lot, quite selectively, about law and order, Trump also badly mischaracterized Florida's crime statistic. He rips the Sunshine State as among the worst on crime. In fact, the crime rate in Florida hit a 50-year low in 2022, with year-over-year crime also down 8%. It's pretty striking, but not at all surprising, to see Trump dishonestly running down his own adoptive home state's actual impeccable record. For the sole and obvious purpose of sullying a potential political opponent, Trump does not even feign interest in coherence or consistency in going after DeSantis. He unloads with his typical kitchen sink approach, totally unconcerned with basic accuracy or his own previous statements and actions. Some people enjoy this fighting style. These people form the former president's core base. But as the election of 2018, 2020, and 2022 demonstrate, whether we like it or not, many other Americans, especially the swing voters who decide elections, aren't fond of his brand of politics. Conservative voters must decide, is the purpose of 2024 GOP presidential primary to make Donald Trump's feeling great again, or to put themselves in the best position to win the general election? I'll leave you with this. Trump attacks DeSantis four times more than Biden as 2024 race heats up. I say Trump attacks DeSantis four times more than Biden. So that's not good. You should be attacking Biden more. That's a bad thing. And I voted for him twice, but I can see that this style isn't going to work on DeSantis. I don't think so. That's just my own opinion. I don't think this style of fighting that Trump is doing is going to work on DeSantis. I just don't think it's going to, because it's a different opponent, and you can't embellish on his record, because it's clear that he was a great, and he is a great governor, and he's done a lot of good things. So I don't think that that's going to work. So what do you think? Do you think that he's going to continue on this path? Or what do you think is going to happen? I don't know. But I'm hoping that things change. I really do hope that things change. Because you have to attack Joe Biden more. Because if you don't, and you focus on, I understand it's a fight, but you have to be honest about the record. You can't make things up. You really shouldn't make things up. You really and truly shouldn't. So, as a Trump supporter, and I like DeSantis too, but you have to be forthcoming with the record. You really should be forthcoming with the record. If you're not going to be forthcoming about the record, I don't know what to say. That's all I got.
Yeah, they're spreading fake news about me. Listen closely, people. I've been doing numbers like no one before me. Trying to get off Twitter is a struggle for me. Don't you turn on CNN, they're lying about me. I'm the badass Kim Jong-un is trying to be. Yeah, it felt so good when I fired Comey. You should hear the bully was talking about me. Look, there are no others that outwin me. like really smart, I do things quickly. Trump's plan, Trump's plan. I'ma build that freaking wall, yeah, wait. Guess who's paying Mexico, yeah, wait. Gonna be 50 feet tall, so tall. Boy, my daughter's H.O.T., so hot. I would date her if not me, so true. Yes, I said that on TV, that I did. But still. Fake news, there's a lot of fake news.
Political corruption in the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. Come on, people, let's go.